Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Okay, there we go. Good morning, everyone, and thank you and welcome to the Michael Van Tol Show. I am the guest host today, sitting in for Michael Van Tol, while him and Mrs. Van Tol are out on the waters having an amazing vacation on this beautiful stormy weather in Michigan, but they are somewhere being warm and having an amazing time. My name is Henrietta Ivey. I am the political analyst for the show and the guest host sitting in again for Michael Van Tol this morning. So listen, we have an amazing lineup of guests this morning. We're going to be talking news, weather, and commentary. But I want to start off with our amazing Sunday morning team. I'm going to go down the line here, and I'm going to always do ladies first. I'm going to start with our weather girl, I like to call her. She is a podcaster, author, writer, and she is the lifestyle editor on our show, The Michael Van Tol Show. Let me introduce everyone to the amazing weather girl, Miss Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Henrietta. Thank you for that amazing opening. Wow, I got to add a new title to my list of titles. Thank you for that. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey and shout out to Michael and Mrs. Van Tol on this wonderful vacation that they're having. Have an amazing time. And good morning, Detroit, on this snowy morning.
Thank you, Kim. And we also have in the studio with us this morning, he is our police and fire chaplain. He is also a singer-songwriter. He's a community activist fighting on behalf of the healthcare mental crisis here in the city of Detroit. And he's also our singer, and we love to hear him every time he gets on the show because he has an amazing voice. Everyone, please welcome Mr. Bishop Cassie.
My Johnny Gill.
Yes.
I don't know if I was listening. Hey, and Sister Kim, I don't know if I was set, if she was setting me up to go fight or what. The way she was,
I know.
The way she laid it out, man. I don't know if I'm finna get in the ring, and I'm hoping it's not Mike Tyson or anybody in his bracket. But God bless you. God bless you today. Shout out to the Sunday morning team. Shout out to Michael Van Tol and Mrs. Van Tol as they are enjoying themselves in the sunny parts of the water. And I'm looking out the window seeing snow. And shout out, without a doubt, to the missionary, Hattie Humphrey. I tell you, there's no one like her. Amen. God bless you and thank you. Thank you, Detroit, and all the surrounding cities and countries that's listening in today here on the Michael Van Tol Blog Talk Radio Show.
Thank you, Bishop Kathy. That was an amazing introduction. And we also have on the line, I believe, is our songstress, Miss Christy Laster. Okay, so she's a part of our Sunday morning team. Let me introduce you. She is also a songstress, world traveler. She is our spiritual ambassador here on the show, keeps us always up to date with spiritual words to back up everything we talk about on our show. She's going to be joining us hopefully later. So we do also have Christy Laster, who probably will be joining the show a little later on. I also have on a call with me right now, numbers ending in 3586. Can you introduce yourself? Because I'm not familiar with all the numbers just yet.
Good morning, the 3586. My name is Lita Evans from Detroit, Michigan. I'm joining because of a Facebook post from an old schoolmate of mine, Henrietta Ivey. So thank goodness for social media. Glad to be with you all this morning.
Good morning, my love. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have an amazing lineup for everyone. So I'm glad that we have one of my childhood friends joining us, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Listen, we are a community affairs show. We have we talk about news, weather, commentary. Michael Van Tool Show is incorporated with Community Highlights from the missionary Hattie Humphrey, who is our spiritual mother. She is an amazing, amazing figure in the city of Detroit. She has been a figure to a lot of our politicians, a lot of, and everyone that she's actually worked with has gone on to do great things. So we are more than happy to be a part of her world right here on the Michael Van Tool Show at Community Highlights. So listen, we're going to get into some news, some weather, some commentary, and we also have a special guest on the show today. He's right out of here of Detroit. He is a musician. His name is Tim Ellerby. He is the founder and owner of Temperance Music. He has a band that's called Erogenous. They are the hottest duo right now in the city of Detroit, and we have the opportunity to sit in and have a conversation with Mr. Tim Ellerby of Temperance Music and Media today. So I am looking very much forward to that conversation. And right now, you know, let's get into a little bit of some news. Right now, I have a news story I want to share with everybody. I think it's amazing. We have a incident that happened where two people drove up to a drive-thru, and it became a TikTok sensation, and it went viral, and it was where a customer ordered 200 Chicken McNuggets. But before I get into the story, let me just say this. You know, fast food workers and, you know, workers of any type of labor force work very hard, and when we have to be mindful, when we are doing something like this that I'm going to tell you about, we have to be mindful of the pressure that they're already under, trying to work these long hours and making sure that they get people orders right and without incident. So here we have a person who drove up to the drive-thru. They ordered 200 Chicken McNuggets. By the time the nuggets were made, the customer drove up to the window and decided that they didn't want the nuggets anymore. And so the worker kind of gave him a look and walked away and came back and proceeded to give them the order that they wanted without the 200 Chicken McNuggets. Mind you, the worker forgot to give them their tartar sauce. So the customer proceeded to tell the worker, look, you forgot my tartar sauce. Sitting this
order. Tartar sauce and Chicken McNuggets?
Well, he dropped the order, but he still wanted the Diet Coke, the French fries, and the tartar sauce. Now, the order came up to close to $80. The passenger in the car decided once they got to the window, they wanted to cancel the order. But in all, it was a hoax. They did it on purpose, not knowing that that took effort. And, you know, you have a time frame where you have to make this food at a certain time because you have other customers in line waiting to get their food. And to get to the window and then decide, you know, I don't want the 200 Chicken McNuggets. Just give me the fries, the Diet Coke, and the tartar sauce. The worker just simply quit her job. She was like, I can't do this. And, you know, to me, that was kind of a very bad bullying. They're deeming it as bullying, where you go to these restaurants, you order all this food, then you decide, you know what, I don't want it. That's bullying. They're calling it food bullying. And the person and the worker decided they wanted to just quit their job. Now, mind you, we have to be mindful. These are people who are working every day. This is probably how they pay their bills, how they eat, how they live. And when we're out there making fun of the work that they do, such as these customers did, it is not cool. It's not cool. So I wanted to mention that just to say, whoever you are, please stop doing things like that. These people work very hard. These workers work hard for their money, and they do not need you coming to the window ordering large amounts of food and then deciding, you know what, I don't want it. So let's be clear. Please, if you're out there and you're listening, please don't do that again. That was not cool, and you did bully her. She wanted to quit her job, and you don't know the back end on why this person has this fast food job. I know a lot of people think working in fast food is a mindless job, but let me be clear. I managed fast food restaurants for 3 years, and it is not mindless. It is a lot of work and detail mm-hmm. that goes into preparing these meals and making sure your team is up and running and to make sure that store is up and running for customers to come in and enjoy their meals. So it is not a mindless job. So please stop doing things like that. Anybody want to chime in on that? What do you guys think of something like that happening? How do you feel about that?
It's mean. I am tired.
I got my hand up.
Okay. Bishop, can I go real quick and then you can go?
I am so tired
of hearing these mean stories and people saying it was a hoax. Who are you? Why did this become such a funny thing? It's not funny. If this was your mama, your grandmother, your auntie, or whoever it was, and you went in the house and said, "Oh, grandma, I want some fried chicken and some macaroni and cheese and some greens. I know I'm making somebody hungry right now." And your grandmother or whoever it was went and cooked up all that food. And then you going to come in here and tell me something. "Nah, grandma, I don't want it." Your grandma would have took a belt to your butt and said, "You going to eat all that food on that plate, and you might get a second plate. Don't ask for nothing you don't want." Stop doing that. What have we become that it is cool and in style and fashionable to be mean? What is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bishop.
I concur with you, sisters, both my sisters on here. I do. However, let me not shock you. I want to dig into the side of this thing where it's not harmless to the person that quit her job. Listen, if you order 500 pieces window, and you say you don't want that chicken, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put that chicken where it's supposed to be when you say you don't want it, because it's not going to affect my check. It's not going to affect my living. Yes, it should have been more considerate.
Mm-hmm.
As far as her to say she want to quit her job because she had to make 200 or 100 or whatever chicken nuggets, and she gets to the window and find out that someone doesn't want them. No, honey. I'm deeply apologetic for your experience, but God, if you want to waste, if they wanted to waste them McDonald's chicken nuggets, that's still got her check.
Mm-hmm.
She still was able.
You know what?
Do.
Stephan, I agree with you on that. And I think that it's a catch-22 because it could have been something may have triggered. Like that might have been the last straw for her with that customer. It might have been
a problem that's been
going on. People might have been coming in orders. So that, at that moment, it was prompt. And what you're saying is so true. I mean, for me, I probably would have took a breath and said, you know what?
I ate a couple of them.
But I wouldn't quit my job. But she definitely did. It was the straw that broke the camel back for sure.
Man, I'd have put me some ranch on them chicken nuggets, and I'd have ate half of them. What it was supposed
Lita,
to be.
Lita, what do you think? Let's hear from our guest caller. Because I want to hear what Lita has to say, because this is something that, you know, people don't know. It goes on out here. It's a lot of that. Kind of thing going on with our restaurant industry. Even when you go and sit down and people go in the kitchen, like you said, you cook all this amazing food and somebody said, you know what, I don't want that. We're going to leave. Leah, what do you think? What's your feedback on this story?
I would like to speak on both ends of the spectrum of what Bishop and you two ladies said. The industry of fast food and a lot of jobs are considered, are downplayed as far as, okay, this is just a fast food worker or this is just a this. I recently, because of transportation issues, started back using the public transportation system, BDOT, the Iron Pimp, the bus system. So about a month ago, I was on the bus, and I'm equating that with what we're talking about this morning. I was on the bus about a month ago, and a gentleman wanted to get off at his stop. Well, he informed the driver that he had his bicycle on the front of the bus. The driver did not hear the bus, uh, the uh, passenger when he said that, so he was about to pull off. Anyhow, the passenger got irate and started calling him out of his name and hollering, but again, the driver did not hear him say that. So again, it's going back to what you all just said. That may have been it. This driver may have been overworked, but anyway, the driver, and this is not right, and I'm not saying that it's correct at all, the driver got off of the bus for like 2 minutes, got in the passenger's face. I mean, he was just fed up. And again, I saw it from both ends. You know, the pastor was upset, should not have called the driver out of his name by no means whatsoever. And the driver was just done. He was just too outdone. And he got off, and then he got back on and continued on his route. I said all that to say what you all just said. A lot of people just don't know what a person's breaking point is. They don't know how much they've endured on a job, and that probably was just it. So when I saw that driver a day or two later on that same route, I told him, I said, I'm not you. I'm not in your shoes. I don't know what you have to go through on this job or from a day-to-day basis working with the public. A lot of people say, well, they work for the public. This is their job. This is what they're supposed to endure. But people do have a breaking point, and that's all I have to say.
You absolutely right.
And
that was probably her breaking point, like, because there are breaking points. And that's in jobs, anytime we have to get up and go to any job, whether it's a corporate job, whether it's a food industry job, whether it is an educational, labor, whatever job, there are points where, you know, you just can't, a person, you know, the customer, the thing they say is customer's always right. I'm strong on customer service, and I like to give my customers their just due and make them feel comfortable and make them feel important. But there are times where the customer is not right. And I think that they have taken that really out of hand when it comes to service, because you can't always go in and think you have a right to say what you want to the workers, put your hands on a worker or a consumer, or all these things you think you have a right to do as the customer, because you have to understand we're human too, and it's only going to be so much that the opposite end is going to take before something like this explodes. Whether it's the bus driver getting off that bus and taking that passenger, or when the young lady who decided she wanted to, you know, quit her job because she was just fed up. Something led up to that, and I believe that was the last straw. But let me be clear. The customers are important, and they have a right to their minds, but you do not have a right to play with somebody's job, and you do not have a right to antagonize the worker. I think that's where they need to really redo that. Customers are right. They need to find out another kind of a statement to say that, you know, we need to change that wording to something else, because both people are important, the customer and the worker.
So there was a study really quickly that was released yesterday, and I saw it. And one of the things that it said, the worst jobs are the ones that are in retail. Now, I know retail specifically usually means selling things like clothes, electronics, some things like that. But I would add, and Lita, thank you for that example, because it is a great example. I hear bus drivers go through it all the time, too. So anyone that has to service the public in a general retail capacity where you are exchanging a service for someone else, typically people treat them bad. And we don't even think about, a friend of mine told me, she said, Kim, because she was riding the bus in Detroit, and she said, you don't even realize that people who ride the bus, you got to deal with mental illness. You got to deal with health conditions. So think about COVID. Think about bed bugs. Bed bugs. Yeah. And not trying to be disgusting, but we've been talking about it because hotels are struggling with bed bugs now. Guess what? So are buses. And so when you got fast food restaurants and all these other places, they're struggling with so many different things. It's not just, oh, this customer changed their mind and said, oh, I don't want some chicken, or I don't want chicken nuggets, or whatever it was. It could be a whole bunch of stuff. And you're right. When people get to their breaking point, they get to their breaking point, and every person's breaking point is individual. And when that person reaches it, it's a no-go after that.
Yep, it's a no-go. It's off and running after that, because if something has led up to that last one coming in, you know, when we go through that throughout our day at work, we hope that, you know, it gets better. But when it starts to get worse and it just get to a breaking point, like you said, Kim, it's just like no return off that. It's going to, somebody's going to snap. It's going to happen. There's no way around that. That's why it's very important that when even myself, I take, you know, notice of when I'm going through a fast food restaurant or anywhere I go in retail, whether it's buying clothes, buying food, buying whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm very polite to every person that's ringing me up or servicing me, because I want to be that one that if this person was having a bad day, I want to be the one to bring in some hope. So I'm always that customer,
yep,
with the good mornings and the smiles and, you know, thank you very much. Or if they're doing something, might even get into a little conversation while we're being rung up. I want that person to feel important because you're servicing me. And without them, I couldn't get what I get without them servicing me. So we have to be mindful,
mm-hmm,
of it's a two-way street. Yes, we're spending the money, but guess what? We know that the worker shortage is happening. So we go somewhere now, we got longer wait times, phone, going in the store, you got two or three lines open, you got 100 people in line, and we're all waiting and screaming, where's the workers,
mm-hmm,
where's the workers? Well, we need to go back into some of those moments where if somebody do something is make people walk away, we have to be mindful.
Right.
People are walking away from the stress. They're not just not dealing with it. And we need good people. We need our workers. So, yeah, I think it just needs to be we need to be mindful that we need our workers and our workers need us. It's a hand-in-hand thing when you're talking about, you know, this world of consumering. But
it's about mutual respect.
Go ahead, Stephanie. You wanted to chime in. I'm sorry.
It's about mutual respect. We have to be empathetic. We have to put ourselves in the position of this cashier, of this retailer. We have to be able to do that which would then enable us to understand what they go through. They go through a lot. My main issue that I have had when it came to fast food restaurants, if we're talking about that per se, is their bathrooms. Let's deal with that. See, a problem, if I got to use the bathroom real bad and I come into a restaurant where I'm finna order some food at and I go to the bathroom first, and I go in there and this bathroom is horrible, that could trigger an emotion. You see what I'm saying? So what we must do, so now that we have put out what triggers these emotions, what causes, what effect of deterrent us as a team that we can offer to the people that will then enable them not to have to go through the stuff that other folks have had to go through. What can we offer to them? And I think that should be the focal point. Customer service all around the board can be strenuous.
Mm-hmm,
and people that
mm-hmm.
take those jobs realize, and some even know, that it can be strenuous. But you can't have no breakdown at your job. That's your job. You want to have a breakdown, have a breakdown on your way home or by yourself, anywhere where it will not affect someone else's life.
That's
so
right.
I am pro us being grown, a man being a man and a woman being a woman. Set them personal. You know what you face with when you're going to need some of these restaurants. You know it. And if you know it, then come on, do what you got to do to get the best service that you could possibly get when you go there.
You know what?
I would not. And one more thing. If I could say this, and I'm going to let you go, sis. I would not. And this is another effective deterrent that should be put in place. I would not service nobody that pulled up to a restaurant window with a cell phone. If you video recording this, I would not service you. Because that would eliminate, because too many people trying to hit the lottery, and I want to tell you, it's a lottery in social media. Too many people trying to hit the lottery in social media because they don't want to go out and play that 2257 or that 1245.
You know, and that takes us right into our next news story. story is about the lottery. It's funny how you said that. You said
it's the lottery, man.
Because my next news story, because I know we have our guest is here, Tim Elderby is on the line with us, and we have another caller on line. But I want to get to the lottery. This is our other news story for this morning. So if you ever get a notion and you ain't sleeping good at night, or something just bothering you, check your lottery ticket if you play. Because we have a 65-year-old woman who was unable to sleep the night before she found out her Powerball drawing was a huge winner. So she's played the lottery every once in a while and usually check the results the morning after the drawing. Miss Deborah Bates of Rochester, Michigan, hit the lottery. She thought she hit the lottery. When she checked the ticket, she knew it was a $50,000 winner. So to me, that's like, wow, you know, I want $50,000. Like, can I wake up and get, you know, I mean, if I found out my ticket was $50,000, I'm going to probably go turn it in. But she couldn't sleep the night before. Mm-hmm. She was just restless and trying to figure out why she couldn't sleep. When she went to go turn her lottery ticket in, instead of it being the $50,000 winner she thought it was, she actually hit for $500,000.
Wow.
Restless. Her restlessness led her to just get up and check that ticket again. And when she rechecked that ticket, it was a $500,000 ticket. She said, I woke my husband up and I had him look at the ticket over again to make sure it was real. It still hasn't sunk in that I won. She bought the ticket online and she matched all four white balls and the Powerball during the December 14th drawing. She technically thought it was for $50,000 and she ended up being a $500,000 winner. Listen, I say that to say this. I like to play lottery I love playing lottery. I'm not a gambler. I don't have any issues with it. I just think I like, you know, the fun of it. But let me be clear, mm-hmm. if I'm sleeping at night and I'm up and I haven't checked my ticket, or if I checked my ticket and thought it was one amount, I'm going to use this as a reminder to double check my ticket because, hey, it just could be my luck that I might be a millionaire one day by playing the lottery. We know how highly than likely that is, but hey, let me tell you, when you say a lottery, that led me right into the next story. So congratulations to Ms. Deborah Bates on her $500,000 win. And let me be clear, I wish it was me today because I could use $500,000 right now.
Amen. Amen. We'd all be with Mike on this band, too. Be like, hey, we're going to do the show remote. Here we go.
Exactly.
They're going to do the show right on the water. They're going
right
to do the show
right Listen, everyone, quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with our in-house studio guest today, Mr. Tim Ellerby, of Temperance Music and of the hottest duo in Detroit, Erogenous. We'll be right back after this sponsor break.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, let me go. Okay, there we go. Where is we going? Hold on. Give me a second, everyone. There we go. Be
you
right back.
Have a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related
accident? Then make your first call count.
Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is going to be okay.
Again, my name is Henrietta Ivey. I am your political analyst on the show today. I'm sitting in as guest host for Michael Van Tool. He's out on vacation and on the waters with his lovely wife, Mrs. Brenda Van Tool. But we have an amazing lineup this morning. Sunday morning team, we got off to an amazing start. We have some great commentary, and we're going to do a little bit more commentary throughout the show because guess what, guys? We have an extra hour. We have 30 more minutes to run the show, so we'll be able to get into conversations with our special guests online with us tonight. I'm sorry, this morning. I said tonight. I must be still sleepy. We have on in the studio with us this morning the hottest duo in Detroit. He is the founder and president of Temperance Music Media. He is the band leader of Androgynous. He has also created another band called Femme. He has played with countless headliners and stars such as Enchantment, The Dramatics, Starlistics. He is just an overall musician of musicians. Everyone, please welcome Mr. Timothy Ellerby to the studio. Why can I get this man's name out of my mouth this morning?
Good morning.
I am so sorry. You know, you got me so sad this morning because I'm super excited to have you on the show with us this morning to talk about all the amazing things you are doing in and around the city of Detroit. I want to just mention, not only is he a musician and owner of Temperance Music, but he's also a community activist as well. So, Tim, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm like, yep, come on. You didn't know me since I was in grade school. I'm like, what are you doing in my life?
I know. You know
I love you. You know
the excitement of it, the excitement of having you on the show, which is like, you got your tongue pat, sir. Good morning again.
You
good
all
morning.
Listen to my voice. Okay. Mommy.
I know. You know, you tend to have that effect on the ladies, right? You just get us all tongue-tied.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. You know I know you.
Yeah.
Good morning. So, Tim, tell us a little bit about who you are. I know that you have traveled around the country performing with Enchantment and the Starlistics, and I believe it was, I want to say, the Dramatics, and I could be wrong, but I know you have had the honor of working with such popular groups. Not only have you done that, you've also been a band member, leader, creator of your own music world. I know you have, right now you are with Androgynous. You are the lead band member of Androgynous with Tam. You have the Dream Element with Faith. You have done so much music in the city of Detroit that now you are finally getting your just due. You have just did an interview with Voyage Michigan, and I read that interview, and I was just really, really very impressed by the work that you have done throughout your music era in right here in the city of Detroit. You're out of the D, so tell us, what is a day in Tim Ellerby's music life like?
That is a question. Wow, the way you say that, I'm like, gosh, have I done all that?
Yeah.
A day in the life. I started off with what I call, affectionately, mind you, my pesky day job. I work that from 1 to 9 p.m., and I love it. My bosses are great, but they allow me to be a rock star. You know, I've got time in the morning, time in the evening, and then weekends. That's my schedule for this year. But the time that I have for the music, I'm usually mixing songs or doing the menial task work, emails, and setting up concert schedules and things like that. That's my portion. For Androgynous and Femme, they pretty much handle the easy stuff, I think. Tam is Tamika Shelton. She is my my business partner and a godsend, I tell you, because there would be not a lot of this going on right now if she hadn't helped me get my head straight, you know. But she handled things like design and video production and even co-writing. We've been doing like a ton of co-writing music once we decided to become music partners. So, and then Thyme is a new band that's with Nicole Comer, better known locally as Lady Love. And she has to be her music director, and we're just getting started out. But she keeps me busy, and she demands a lot of me, I always say. She never lets me tell her what I can't do, work it out. And I like that she challenges me to be the best that I can be.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me ask you, Mr. Ellerby, the name Erogenous, how'd you come up with that name, and why this name?
I didn't actually. Tam and I was a guest on her show. She had a blog show podcast, and it was for a book that I wrote. So I liked her voice, and I said, we should do a, you know, audiobook thing. We recorded a CD called the Encounters Project, I'm sorry. And we said, that was pretty cool. We said to, you know, the stories, they were erotic stories, of course. And we said, why don't we just become a band? She said, all right, I can't sing, you can't sing, and we'll see if we can make it work. So we figured out, you know, we figured out what our style was and everything, but I said, we're going to need a name. I'll leave that to you. And the name she came up with was Erogenous, just like off the top of her head. And I was like, okay. And it stuck. And I thought about changing it, but I'm like, no, it'll catch on.
Okay.
So it's catching on.
It is. It is. You guys are the hottest duo in Detroit right now. And that's got to feel, you know, super amazing. So, Tim, how long have you been in the music industry, and how did you get your start in this business?
I think when I was 27, I think I was 26, 27, and I was working with the girlfriend of one of the members of Enchantment, and she asked me if I played R&B, which I was like, oh, I'm a rocker. And she's like, well, I want you to go to this audition and see what you can do. So I went to the audition with each Johnson, you know, and I nailed the audition, like, and then I think 3 days later I was on stage with them. And that was when I was 27, and I hadn't looked back. I've been with them all this time. I'm really winding down my time with them, but along the way I also played with the Dramatics, Al Hudson in One Way. I haven't played with the Stylistics, as you mentioned, but I've been on tour with them several times, Whispers and such, and so I have a lot of friends in the industry, and I just watched all of them, and I learned what I wanted to do for my own band, which at the time was Dream Element with Faith Lancaster. But we had two stints together, but after we split up, I let things sit for a minute. I worked with a few other vocalists in Detroit. And then I came across Tamika, and the rest is history.
Awesome. You know what? You are such an amazing artist. Again, I have been knowing you for a little over 31 years, and I can give my own back-end story how I realized that you were such a genius and artist in this music thing, especially with that darn keyboard. At the time, we lived right down the street from each other, and at the time, I had just moved in on the block that we both lived on, and I was having breakfast one morning with my ex-husband, and we would sit at the table, we were eating, and we heard this amazing jazz sound, right? And we're both sitting there like, dang, somebody kicking out some good jazz this morning. It was a Sunday morning, I believe. It may have been an early Sunday morning, and we like, wow, somebody, that's some, you know, we thought it was coming from the radio. And we looked up, and I stepped outside. I think I went to take something to the garbage or whatever. And I looked up, and I saw you in the backyard playing a keyboard. And I'm like, wow. So I went back into the house, and I told my then my now ex-husband, I said, hey, I think it's the guy next door that's playing their music we heard. He was like, wow, well, whoever he is, he know how to play. And from there, we created a friendship that has gone 31 years strong. So I know when you, and you were much younger than 27 at the time. I think you had to be at least like 18, 19 when I first heard the first sound coming from Tim Ellerbe was on that keyboard in your backyard, and you played it as if you had been playing since you came out the womb. You played that song because I thought it was on the radio. So that goes to the back end story of how amazing you are with this music, that it is definitely meant for you to be where you are in this music industry. So I want to ask you one more question. Yes, go ahead, please.
Man, this brother, God bless you. God bless you, man. You are doing a tremendous work. And when I clear my throat, it just be, I don't have COVID. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Sometimes you got to make that clear. People be like,
hold on,
they be on the phone. Yeah, they be on the phone. I was on the phone with somebody and cleared my throat, and they tell me, let me put on my mask. I'm like, I'm not even in your house. You hear me? So I walked in the funeral. I'm the only person who had on a mask. Everybody pulled out one after that. I wish I had some help on here.
You hear me? You sure do. Amen.
But brother, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm loving. Love is what you feel. Care is what you show based on the love that you say you have. So because I not only love, but I care about what I'm hearing you say, I would love to connect with you. I would love to connect with you. There's a next level to musical therapy. And if you can focus in on that, I don't know why I'm fitting it in my spirit, but if you can focus in on musical therapy, you have a gift that was only anointed by God. And if you can focus in on musical therapy, my. And I just wanted to cut it, chime in and share that with you, man. Musical therapy, you should focus in on that. You're blessed, man. You're blessed.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I also perform music live on the Inside Timer meditation app, like live piano.
I call my
show there, Music for Healing. And I've done so much composing on that site that I can now have, like, I've got three CDs coming out this year. But I've learned from that is how to play music that soothes the soul if you're worried or have anxiety or things like that. Mm-hmm. And my audience there has grown tremendously in the last 3 years.
See, when I sing, I don't sing to the people. I sing for the people. Because I wish I had some help on here.
When you play,
you don't play to please the people. You're playing for the people. You're allowing what they really feel inside to come out in them keys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
and so I never looked you up. I never heard nothing about you. And that's how we know how God will speak to man through man so that we can all understand. And I don't know nothing about you, brother, but I felt it in my spirit to say what I said to you, not even knowing what you were already doing. I wish I had some help on here.
Amen.
You got
some
help.
Amen. The connection is there. The connection is definitely there. So I want to go and ask you, Tim, what's next for you, and what is 2023 looking like for Temperance Media?
Oh, let me tell you, it's January 21st, 22nd. I don't know. This is the beginning of January I've had, like, in my life. It's like every day there's something new leading into what I'm doing, what I've got coming up. Last year, Detroit Hot Radio with Thomas Lohman runs that. They sponsored our Erogenesis summer tour that we decided we wanted to do a summer concert series. They sponsored that. They play our music on their radio station, which helped us tremendously on streaming services, Spotify, and all that. Jumped us so far ahead, we were like, oh, my goodness, people are listening to us. This year we're being sponsored by the General Baker Institute, and they're located on Livermore and the Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're friends of Dr. Katrina Benz. I don't know if you guys know her. And that's where her family, they run an institute in the honor of General Baker, who was an activist during the 60s. And they have a beautiful facility, and they agreed to sponsor our entire tour from April through September of this year.
Congratulations.
And we're also going to have, in addition to the conference we're doing, because we're doing every third Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., we're also going to have Meet the Author event. One in May and one in July, again on the third Saturday. And I'm also an author, you know, by the way.
Yes, you are.
So
you are.
Me and a couple of other author friends are going to be doing that. And finally, I'm going to start Temperance as a record label, because Erogenous is, of course, the flagship group. And then myself doing solo piano. Mm-hmm. And Miss Crystal Cummings, who is a friend of me and Tamika, we had her on our show last year, and I loved her voice. So she's going to be my third artist, and I'm very excited at what we have lined up for you guys.
Absolutely. You know what, Tim, please stick around with the show, because I'm sure the Sunday morning team have some of their own questions they want to talk to you about. But I want to also welcome on the call, I have the number ending in 2273, and I also have the number ending in 7940. I'm not very familiar with everybody's number, so if it's a Sunday morning team member, please go ahead and introduce yourself. But if you are just calling in the show, please introduce yourself, and I will start with cell number ending in 2273. Please introduce yourself and let us know who you are.
Good morning, Sunday morning team. This is
Christy Lasher. How you doing? Okay. This is Christy. I don't have everybody's number. I'm writing it down. That's why I'm asking. So if I'm ever in this position again, I will know who everybody is when they join the show. So thank you. Everyone, if you don't know, I introduced earlier, Christy Lasher is our evangelist. She is our songstress. She is our world traveler, and she is also our spiritual ambassador here on the Sunday morning team with Michael Van Tool and community highlights with our wonderful missionary, Hattie Humphrey, which is our spiritual ambassador as well. Christy, thank you for joining the show, and please let everyone know who you are.
It's just Christy. I'm happy to be on this morning, and I just want to say, Henrietta, that you're doing a wonderful job, and team, you're doing amazing this morning. So I am just actually happy just to sit and listen and enjoy what's happening on the show. It's a pleasure to meet Mr. Tim Ellaby on the line, and I actually Googled him while we were listening to you interview him. So it sounds like he is doing some amazing things. So I would love to hear his music in person. So he has to keep us informed of what's happening next. He mentioned several activities that are going to be happening throughout 2023, but I would love for him to keep us informed so that we can experience his music. Maybe we can all go on a field trip, the Sunday morning team, and experience his music.
That's
so cool.
I like that. Yes.
I like that too. But let me ask you this though, honey. Where you at? The Bahamas? Where you?
I made a pit stop in Michigan, so I'm currently in Michigan. I'm not on the water, although we are surrounded by water. I was in Jamaica for several days. My good friend got married in Jamaica, so we had an amazing time. Yes, the weather was beautiful.
I can't even spell Jamaica. And you in Jamaica.
I came home for one day. I came home for one day and then just unpacked and repacked and left the next day. I was home for about 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I had to head over to Indiana for a pastors and leaders conference. So I stayed there for about 3 or 4 days. So I'm back now.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know what? I know you have been enjoying your travels. That's why I called you our traveler, because you are encouraging me to get out a little bit more this year moving forward. Just doing some pit stops and different stuff. And I definitely want to hit Jamaica. I've been trying to hit Jamaica for ever since I was in my 30s, and I was free to do so. And I was just like, just not focusing in on, but now you know, I'm surrounded by this amazing group of people, and you guys are doing all these amazing things. I am going to actually put that on my list to do things of this year, even if I just go for a couple of days and come back home. I just want to experience it. So, you know, I'm going to be like you, my sister. I want to do some pit stops and do some traveling as well.
The now, smartest way to travel to Jamaica, I'm just going to say this and then we can move on. The smartest way to travel to Jamaica is to book an all-inclusive resort. It just makes your life easier when you go there. I've been there a few times, and I've been at a resort, and then I've been at a villa as well. So it's just easier, if you're, especially if you're traveling with family and a larger group of people, just to do an all-inclusive resort. That way, when you get there, you don't have to worry about buying this and buying that. Everything is all squared away. You just get your souvenirs for your family and friends and enjoy every moment.
Thank you, Christy, for that information. I definitely will be probably reaching out to you again to figure out what else I need to do to get my passport up and moving. We also have on the line number ending in 7940. Please introduce yourself. Caller, 7940.
They sleep. They done fell asleep.
Well, thank you for joining. If it's Randall Smith, welcome Randall Smith, who is our Sunday morning team at large. If that's who it is, because again, I don't have everybody's last four digits, so I'm just calling it out that way. So now that I'm writing these notes down, if I'm in this position to have to host again, I will make sure I have everybody's last four digits of their cell so I can address you properly. So if this is our Sunday morning team member at large, Reverend Randall Smith, please go ahead, Reverend, and talk to us this morning if you're on the line.
How are you? Good morning, everyone. Hello.
Hi. Can you speak up a little bit?
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
Good morning, Reverend Randall Smith. I'm glad I was able to.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Good.
Good to have you on the show. Let everyone know who you are, please.
I'm the pastor, Randall Smith of the Blessed of Christ. I would sing to the God of Christ. And I was a friend to that guy named Bishop Caffrey until he threw a brick at me, but you know, it was.
He was asleep. He was asleep, man. He
waited
so long.
Well, my apologies.
And I just pray for him. I don't know. But little sis, Christine, life of the prophet, found Kathy, and pray for it. Love you all. I'm just going to listen to the show.
Thank you for chiming
bless
in.
You,
we appreciate
you.
Thank you so much. Listen, we're going to go to some weather. We're going to have our weather girl, Miss Kimberly Batchelor Davis, talk to us about the rest of the week. Right now, I see it snowing outside. I ain't happy about that. But let me go to a quick commercial break, and then we're going to talk to Kimberly about this darn weather that is trying to come in and hit us with this snow.
Yeah.
You can hear that. So let me do a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with weather.
She might not get no help on here.
Exactly. And we're with our in-house guest studio, Mr. Tim Ellerby. Be right back in just a minute.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7100. Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tootle Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tootle.
All All right. We are back now on the Michael Van Tool Show. And I am your guest host sitting in for Michael this morning, your community activist and political analyst on the Michael Van Tool Show in collaborations with Community High Life with our beautiful spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. Again, we are back. And we have been having an amazing time with our show. We have an in-house special guest, Mr. Tim Ellerby of the band Erogenous and of Temperance Media. So right now we're going to move into getting some weather. We want to find out what the rest of this dreary week is going to be. So we have our weather girl, Ms. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, is going to tell us about this week and all the rest of, you know, what's going on. Kim, I can't even get it out of my mouth. I'm so disappointed when I saw snow this morning.
I got no help, so please don't ask me. I got no help for
right.
you.
Don't ask me. That's it. I got wide shoulders. It's okay. I got Jesus on my side. I'm good. So today, it is 31 degrees. It is snowing outside. Yes, guys, we have snow. It's not rain. It is snow. And remember, it's January 22nd. So this is the time of year that we would have snow. We expect about 1 to maybe 2 inches today. So snow will continue most likely for the rest of the day or parts of the day with a high of 34 and a low of 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies will return with a high of 38 and a low of 29. On Tuesday, clouds will increase with a high of 39. On Wednesday, this is what you guys have to pay attention to. Snow is possible. The models currently right now are saying possibly 3 to 6 inches.
Snow
is definitely possible on Wednesday with a high of 33 degrees and a low of 27. On Thursday, snow showers will continue with a high of 32 and a low of 21. On Friday, snow is forecasted to come in late with a high of 30 and a low of 20. And on Saturday, cloudy skies with a high of 28 and a low of 22. And that's the weather.
You don't expect for me to say anything, right? I just hope not. I hope you don't take it personal because
no,
I have nothing to say. I have nothing to say. You can't even get no, you can't get no help. You ain't get no help on here today. You hear me?
Right. I might have to find me a plane ticket somewhere because I can't. I don't know if I'm going to deal with this all. You know, it's Michigan. So it is something.
I might ask Mike if they got some room for us. If Mike got some room for us, we on our way.
If he's listening, Michael, we need some room. We on our way.
Right.
We
need room
bad. So listen, I know that we have been having such an amazing time this morning. I want to have everyone on the Sunday morning team talk a little bit about what's going on in your world. And I'm going to start with Christy Laster because you know what? Her stories is always so amazing, as is all of our stories. But I want to give her the opportunity first to talk a little bit about what's going on. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what's going on, Christy, in your world.
There's always something going on in my world. But here lately, what I'm currently doing, so I wear many hats, as you know, full-time employee, mom, wife, minister, women's director, administrative pastor, praise and worship leader. But what I'm currently working on is next month, February, is Women's Heart Health Month. So on February the 4th, our women's ministry, we're going to have a heart health luncheon just to support the American Heart Association and also to talk about that silent killer that sneaks up on us as African American women. It's the number one killer. So we're going to have that on February 4th at 10 a.m. And then if I were to leave like a little positive thought before I jump off, because I have to jump off at 10, in the Bible it says, I come that you might have life and that you may have life more abundantly. Evaluate your life. If you're not living abundantly, what is the hindrance? What's the blockage? What's stopping you? you mm-hmm. have potential that you could ever be. There's no competition. There's no concern about others. But each of you have a gift that the world needs to experience. So in order to live your life abundantly, let's eliminate all the hindrances, all the words we make up, the isms and the schisms, the mm-hmm. words that we make up all the time. And let's focus on how we can contribute to the world. Because when you have that good feeling of contributing to the world positively, it'll cause you to feel and know that you're living your life abundantly, and blessings will flow to you and through you. So let's live life to the fullest each and every day. Even with the down days, it's still better than your worst day that you've experienced in the past. So that's my little thought for this morning. Let's live life abundantly.
Confirmation. You know what, Christy? I want everyone to talk about something that's going on important in your life. But I have to just say this. I say confirmation because I had a conversation with my mindset coach the other day, and we were just going over some things about my next moves for 2023, trying to figure out all of the things I'm trying to, you know, the things I have, all the talents and blessings. How do I make that fit in, and how do I move about in a positive, strong, more effective way? And she mentioned something you just said to me about making sure that we are moving in the direction that that God has given us to move in, pretty much. So when I say confirmation, you hit it again. So it's confirmed to me for the second time. And I know that's what you just said for all of us, but it hit me different because it's like I was just told that very similar thing the other day. So I know God is moving in this because He moved through His people. He moved through His children. And thank you so much for that confirmation, because you're right. We have to get up every day and live in our purpose. And I am starting to realize that I have meaningful gifts to give the world. And 2023 and beyond, we'll start receiving these gifts that I am about to give to the world through the grace of God. Thank you so much, Christy, for that. And I'm sure all our listening audience online probably felt it like I felt it. Somebody needed to hear that. I know I did. So thank you for that confirmation so much. I'm going to move on to, so we're going to do boy, girl, boy, girl. So I'm going to go to Randall Smith. Randall Smith, what's going on in your world? Okay, he must be probably away doing something. So okay. What's going on, Mr. Randall, Reverend Randall Smith? What's happening with you? What you got going on?
I got a whole lot.
Talk to us. Tell us what's coming up. What's next on your agenda for 2023?
Well, we're going to record some new music. Looking forward to just move forward. We got lots of projects coming up. We're going to be training. Mm-hmm. We got a grant writing training class in office. Ready for the moment.
You said you have new music coming up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
can you be a little bit clearer? Because I can hear you, but you're kind of fading.
Yeah,
so I want the listening audience to be able to hear all your wonderful news.
Well, it sounds like you're sneaking the talk.
There you go.
It's all like you sneaking the talk, man. Let's keep it real, baby.
But we're going to wake him up. That's why I went with him next, because I wanted to hear what's going on with our dear brother. He said he has new music. So, Randall, this be a little more clear so our listening audience can get all this good information.
We have new music coming out. My business partner, he's got some music for me to record, so we're going to do that.
Okay.
And as far as ministry purposes are coming, I'll let y'all know about that when I get back in town.
Okay.
But the things are happening. I'm connecting with Bishop Jesus here. So
nice.
A lot of big things, great things are coming up.
Okay.
And so just pray that, I know it's snow down here where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for big doors open up soon between now and February. So pray I'll be well today. I just got a message about Mother Humphrey's celebration in March. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes, yes, we are. Let's look forward to that day. That's going to be an amazing event.
Well, hey, I'm proud of you, Henrietta. Do your thing, girl.
Thank you, brother. You know I'm proud of you as well. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. So now we're going to move on to Chris. I'm sorry, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kim, what's going on in your world? What you got coming up in 2023? And what's been happening with you?
So, like Christy, I wear a lot of hats as well. Professionally, I have a lot of things happening. And then I host a podcast called The Kim B. Davis Show. And in January 2023, we've launched a new idea that we want to create a vision for ourselves. It's something that I personally do for myself. I don't necessarily do resolutions anymore. I do a vision, and I put together a vision board. What are some things that I want to accomplish? What are some things that I want to improve in myself? How can God live through me even more abundantly, as Christy said, or as I said this year, one of my words is authentic, authenticity, me being me all the time. I don't have to code switch. I don't have to change my language. I don't have to change who I am to fit where I'm going. I can just, that's my personal mission. But this month, we are talking about fitness, and we're talking about setting a vision. And in 2023, we're going to talk a lot more. We talk politics. We talk current events. We talk writing and creative. And, of course, a lot around mental issues, how to think positively, how to get past depression and anxiety, but just also in thinking how to be the best people that we can be, how to utilize the gifts that we have been given, and how to use them for the betterment of others and ourselves. I want to leave you with Isaiah 58:11, and the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. As missionary reminds us, if we're going to pray, why worry? If we're going to worry, why pray? So let's continue to pray, keep our sights on God, love one another, and then we won't have to be mean to one another and host each other and punch each other out. And the world can truly be a better place. God bless you to everyone that's listening.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Kim. Another confirmation. Thank you, Kim, for that beautiful inspiration. And then I'm going to move on to Captain Stephen Cathy. What's going on in your world?
I'm living. I'm living. You hear me? I'm living. And I want to listen. And while I'm living, I want to let all preachers know when these churches, that y'all need to start putting a denture-free area, you know, in our churches. Because I'm getting tired of going to these churches, man, and these folks getting the Holy Ghost, man, and they dentures falling out, and I ain't no names on these dentures. Y'all need to start putting names and addresses on these dentures, man, you know. But, no, I want to bring a sense of comedy, man, to our team, man, something funny. Laughter is a good medicine.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great medicine, you know. And, in fact, if you look at a frown, it's nothing more than an upside-down smile. I wish I had some help on here.
Amen.
You hear
amen.
Me? I will. See, sometimes I got to cut it up so you can swallow it. You hear me? You'll be able to see for what it is. You hear me? Take it off
amen.
Your lap. You hear me? So that's what I do. A frown
amen.
Is nothing more than a then an upside down smile. Flip that thing.
Amen.
You know what I'm
amen.
Saying? When you stress, right? Watch
right.
this here. When you stress, all you got to do is spell stress backwards. It's dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Go get you a dessert. Go get
you
a dessert.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Thank you for that.
You better go get you a strawberry sundae. Right. See, listen, when things is in your way, God, I don't care how tight the knot is, God will always provide a way to untighten it. I wish I had some help on
Amen.
This.
Amen.
You
got
you
that.
Amen. When you ask me how am I, what I got going, I'm just living. I'm
Amen.
Thanking God for another day because I already know what happened yesterday. And it could
That's
have been
right.
me, Lord. It could
Amen.
Have been my sister. It could
Amen.
Have been my brother. It could
mm-hmm.
have been my niece. It could have been my son. It could have been my daughter. But God. So I wish I had some help on here.
Amen.
I'm just living. I'm just living. Now I told them in the tank. Listen, Sister Kimberly, you're doing a marvelous thing.
Yes.
Mike is texting us.
Yes, he is.
Letting us know that he's listening in. He's really appreciative of the things that we're doing here, motivating and moving the show forward. And it's a team
yes.
effort. And every night, that's why I like how we get together before the show, because that's our huddling up time. And
yes,
we huddle
is.
Up and we get it. I thank God for every one of you. And when you ask me about me, what I got going, I'm just living. I wish I had some help on here.
Yes.
You got
some help on here.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Steph and Kathy, for that amazing feedback. As you all know, that I am the political analyst on the show. And so what's going on right now with me, I'm gearing up to for our spring caregiver storytelling event that's going to be taking place early part of spring of this year. And what that is, it's called the caregiver storytelling. So what I'm doing, I'm gathering up caregivers in the city of Detroit, and I want to do a storytelling event of caregivers talking about the life and day of a caregiver, kind of opening up the door to why we need more policy change for the workers in this workforce. And so this storyteller will allow the elected officials, people like you guys to listen in and join in and hear what a caregiver to go through day to day. And some of the things they want to see happen on the part of legislation, legislative bill changing to uplift this workforce. So I, decided to do a storyteller, which I feel like, you get to know more and more about why this workforce is so important and why I'm pushing as hard as I am and advocating the way that I am for policy change and bills to be written on behalf of this workforce. So that's one of the agendas I have with the storyteller. Moving into the summer of this year, I'm planning to be out as the new precinct delegate of 286, getting and mixing and mingling with my constituents, getting to know each other a little bit more than what we have. So now that I'm in charge of it, and Stephanie, you know how we do, we have to really get out in our communities as representatives to these legislative leaders so people can get in touch with their leaders and have a voice at the table. So now that I have, I'm about to be sworn in, and so are you, Kathy, I'm going to be doing a precinct delegate roundtable. And so what that in details is myself collaborating with other precinct delegates in and around the precinct near me. So I'm 286, so I might be trying to do 289 and 290, which, it cuts off and start new precincts with each block. So my block is from Stehalen down to Foss and around, down Seven Mount, back up St. Martin, back to Pembroke, back around and starting point of Stehalen. So I want to get to know other precinct delegates so we can collaborate together on keeping our leadership's feet to the fire about representing these districts that they were hired to do. So I'll be putting together precinct delegate roundtable for District 1, and that will be sometime this summer because I want to get the opportunity to know all of my constituents in my precinct. So those are some of the things I'm doing. And still, just doing what I do every day, advocating and speaking on behalf of workers' rights and for the voices of the people in the community who have issues and agendas they want to see move forward. So that's what I'm doing, and I'll keep everybody up to date when the flyers and stuff are done. So we can all, I would love to have the support of my Sunday morning teams to come out to some of the events that I'm planning. And so that's what's going on in my world. you know, just trying to, you know, like we all, we're trying to do is stand in our purpose, as Christy said. As we get up every morning, we want to stand in the purpose. God woke us up for a reason this morning. And I have to believe it's because we have a purpose. And every morning God wakes us up because we haven't finished our purpose. And I will not prematurely allow my purpose to go undone. So I push hard every day. It's been hard dealing with what I'm dealing with and going through all the things, as we all have these daily trials and tribulations, but we are up and we are about and we are in our right mind. Our purpose has not been fulfilled. So as long as we're getting up every morning, there is a purpose to be fulfilled. And I am, for one, will be fulfilling all purposes every time God wakes me up. So that's my, that's, you know, my commentary for you guys this morning. But I want to move into some questions. So Tim Allenby is still online with us. So I'm going to let the Sunday morning team have throw out. First of all, I want, you know, Kimber, I'm going to start with you because you're our lifestyle editor. Okay. Give us one of your feel-good stories. Again, I want to let you be the first person to actually, if you have questions for Tim Allenby, to go in and just have a conversation about anything you decide you want to ask them. And Tim, be ready for, because I told you, you know, previous to this, that you may have some questions come at you. So, Kim, I'm going to let you go with a feel-good story, and then you'll be the first one to ask Mr. Tim Allenby of Temperance Media some questions.
Okay. I got like
Tim,
15 questions
for
him.
Tim, I do have a question for you. Good morning, but I'm going to do this feel-good story really quick. Two-thirds of people feel guilty for getting rid of sentimental items, so resale stores are thriving. In a survey of 2,000 respondents, three-fourths of people, 77%, reported forming emotional connections with the items in their homes, regardless of whether or not those items have been used. Maybe that's why almost two-thirds, 63%, feel guilty tossing an item that still has a little bit of life left in it or that can be passed on to another household. One in five, 20%, even experience significant guilt every time they declutter, which for half of respondents happens once every 6 to 12 months. And 39% will part with one of their belongings if they believe someone else will enjoy it more than they do. When it comes to declutter, respondents are most likely to relinquish clothing, papers, and other files above other items like books. Books are sacred. We don't give those up. Toys or appliances. By one poll on behalf of resale company Winmark, the random double opt-in survey also confirmed that a whopping 92% of respondents have shopped at secondhand, thrift, or resale shops, which a third believe are among the most fun stores to shop at least once in their lives. Shopping at your local resale store is a great way to keep money circulating in your home community. In particular, it cuts down on shipping-related fuel and packaging consumption, which can be just as wasteful as the product manufacturing process itself. Here are the top items that are discarded while decluttering. Clothing is number one. Two is papers and files. Three are books. Four, toys. Five, hobby equipment or supplies. Six, appliances. Seven, kids items. Eight, furniture. And nine, sports and exercise equipment. I found this story to be fascinating because I'm a sentimental person. I like things that are passed down through family members, and I tell my children these are things that are going to be passed down to them. But I've also noticed that there is this excitement around consignment and luxury items. And there's this one commercial that I hear all the time about one of these groups where they're like, you want Louis Vuitton or you want Prada or Hermes or whatever it is, come here and you get it 70% off of retail. And I was like, wow, secondhand stores really are doing a thing. So that is a feel-good story on that. My question to you is, as a musician, someone who is a creative, someone who holds down a professional job, what would you tell someone who is feeling frustrated and is struggling to figure out how to manage that process? What advice would you give to them that maybe you would have given to your 25, 27-year-old self?
Learn how to be balanced. because you have to work to survive. I think a lot of musicians, when they're younger, they focus on I'll be successful and I'll make a ton of money and everything, but then they lose sight too of why they do the music. It's not fun anymore, because if you're only going after the money, something becomes missing from the music, and you become frustrated when you don't attain the level of status that you want. I work with a lot of people who didn't understand that in the past. They wanted the money immediately. I'm like, you got to put the work in first. So balance is key, because you have to work your pesky day job in order to do your music, in order to attain the status that you want. But always remember why you do what you do musically. You know, I have a lot of fun just playing piano for no reason, you know, and I encourage people to do that and enjoy the music in the moment. And if you're meant to do this as a career, it's going to come to you, but you can't force that.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Stephen, all right, Stephen, yes, you're I know you said you have 15, but let's try to narrow it down to two. Two good ones.
No, I ain't got 15. I don't have 15 questions for him. I mentioned that I would sing.
That was a good little joke. It was really, it's funny.
Yeah,
15.
Oh,
we
ain't
got like,
yeah. I got it. You hear me? It's in the bag. You hear me? Once again, shout out to Michael Vantour. Shout out to our amazing team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey. And shout out to the city of Detroit. And we do not want to forget Mrs. Vantour as well. Amen. Yes. Shout out to them. I know they're sitting somewhere sunny and having a good time. Shout out to the special guest that's on for today. I don't ask me his name because I forgot it. I know he opened the keyboard and other stuff. You hear me? So I just want to say it. But what I wanted to do is that I did say that I would sing. And then Mike was like, yeah, man, you're part of the Sunday morning theme. You can sing.
Right.
Can I give y'all a little snippet?
Yes,
go ahead, please.
Yes.
I would love for the Detroit choir, the youth choir, to sing this song. Mm-hmm. I thank you for that. I thank you for having my back. I thank you for all you've done for me. Yeah. 'Cause you made me a part of his. But again, I thank you. Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Oh, I thank you, yeah, for having my back. I thank you. For all you've done for me, oh yeah, 'cause you made me a part of history. And that's to Martin Luther King, that's to Harriet Tubman, that's to Obama, you can just, the list can go on. It's listen, that's even through your troubles. That's even through your pains. I wish I had some help on here. But you saying right now, at this moment, I just want to thank you. I just want, because no matter what, you made me a part. Oh, I wish I had just a little bit of more help on here, y'all. It was through your hunger. It was through your pain. It was through your depression. It was through your sickness. It was through your divorce. It was through your, listen, I'm going to leave this thing alone. But I just thank you. I thank you for that, because right now where we at, you made me a part of history, because there were so many that said I wouldn't make it. There were so many that says you wouldn't be here today. There were so many that said that you never would amount to anything. I wish I had some help on here today.
Amen.
There were so many that gave up on you when God said, baby, not today. It says you got to crawl before you walk. And if you forget how
Amen.
To walk, you can still crawl, baby. I wish
Amen.
I had some help
Amen.
Here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm not trying to stir up. I'm not trying to stir up nothing, but I'm just telling you that I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you for that. When the relationship was shiftless, I thank you for it. When the marriage went sour, I just want to tell you, I thank you. I wish I had some help on here today.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I just want to thank
Amen.
You. When the business didn't go the way that I expected, I still just say right now today, I want to thank you for that.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you to those that are listening. God bless you to the city of Detroit once again. And Michael Vantool and Mrs. Vantool, enjoy yourself on the water. Amen. And God bless you to
Amen.
Our great Sunday morning team and our special guests. I don't remember your name again, but God bless you anyhow.
Tim Ellerby.
Tim Ellerby. Remember that name. Remember that name. So listen, everyone, we have like 4 minutes left of the show, and I want to give our guests a few minutes to talk about, again, what's coming up in 2023. And, Tim, how could anyone reach out to you? What is your contact information? How did they get in touch with you? As Kathy mentioned, he wanted to reach out to you and have a conversation mm-hmm. with you. How do we – our listening audience, reach out to you. Give us a little bit more about you and how to reach you.
All right. Well, first I want to thank all of you for having me on. This has been really fun. Thank you. The best way to reach me is via email because I check that several times a day. My email address is S as in Sam, E, K as in King, P as in Paul, R-O-D as in dog, number one, so it's SEKPROD1@gmail.com. What I have coming up this year. Our Erogenous Summer Concert Series starts in April, the third Saturday of every month from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the General Baker Institute. I'm also putting together the concert set for FAME. I will have more information about that. If you email me, I'll have that to you. And I think, and then Hug Detroit, I forgot about that. Sky Covington runs mm-hmm. Hug Detroit with Sheila Landis, and they're going to have Hug Detroit Day on August 27th of this year, and I will be the stage manager again. So
mm-hmm.
I hope that you guys can come out of that as a big event for children back to school, collecting backpacks and supplies, free lunches, and it's just going to be a grand day. You guys need to come out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any more last questions for Tim Ellerby from the Sunday Morning Team?
Thank you for coming on and sharing your story and giving us a bit of wisdom and inspiration on this snowy morning.
You are very welcome.
And I appreciate you.
I'm in my sons right now, and it's snowing here too, so I'm not happy because I was expecting some sunshine. And they're following me.
Yeah, that's why I told her, man. She wasn't getting no help on here today. You hear me? I had no help for her. You hear me? Yeah, I had no help for her. I'm telling you, it was so cold. It's so cold right now that I have really tried to cut a deal with the Lord. Just send me the help for just till the winter pass. You hear me? After the winter pass.
Stop it. Come on, you cross the line.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. So we are down to 1 minute, and I want to say thank you to the Sunday Morning Team. You guys always
bless
make
you.
It so easy for me to host the show. I had an amazing time sitting in for Michael. Thank you, Michael, for entrusting me to host the show this morning. And I want to thank our special guest in-house, Mr. Tim Ellerby of Temperance Music and of the band The Rogenists. I want to thank all the Sunday Morning team members for all the work that you are doing, everything you have contributed throughout our community. I want to first personally say thank you very much for the hard work and all that you do. You have been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show in collaboration with Community Highlights with our own spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. It has been an amazing day. Even though it's snowing, I'm still going to take it in as grace. And to say everybody, we're going to leave out with the song. I want to do a one of Randall Smith's songs that we always leave out of with when we leave the show.
Amen.
And if I can find it here in our mix, I will go ahead and play that. But until next Sunday, when Michael returns, everyone have an amazing day. Be prosperous. Be thankful. Know that God has a purpose for all of us that got up this morning and let us walk and live in our purpose.